Hello, folks. Welcome to another exciting Wii Top 10 First Party Game. This one's number 9. It's New Super Mario Bros. Wii. I'm Zach Miller, joined today by Jared Rosenberg.
Hello.
And Andrew Brown.
Greetings.
Today we're talking about New Super Mario Bros. Wii. It's a game I actually like, unlike perhaps Donkey Kong Country Returns. But New Super Mario Bros. Wii, it's the second of the New Super Mario Bros. Game, by all accounts, far superior to the original DS entry and probably superior to the 3DS entry, although I haven't played it yet. Folks, tell me what you like about New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
I think it would be quicker to state what we don't like about the game, really.
All right, start with that.
Well, you were mentioning just a little while ago you don't like the sound effect in the music. I'm curious to know more about that.
It's obnoxious. It's a theme throughout all this New Super Mario Bros. Games, and it doesn't sound right with the rest of the Mario music. It sounds like a chipmunk.
Yes, for those who don't know or who, God forbid, haven't played any of the New Super Mario Bros. Games, the music is accompanied by this weird bah sound that happens in every single track. And at all times throughout the levels, whenever this occurs, all the enemies just stop and dance on screen. I find it charming.
The dancing part is charming.
It reminds me of that delightfully horrible movie a long time ago, the Sir, the Goombas Are Dancing Again.
Now, I dislike the bahs as much as you guys, but the one good thing about, well, not the one good thing, one of many good things about New Super Mario Bros. Wii is that the actual music actually is good, and there's some pretty decent new Mario themes in it.
Very good remixes of classic tracks. I think it's actually my favorite version of the underground theme.
It's also nice that they added the backbeat when Yoshi comes on screen.
Yes, Yoshi, the new addition to the returning, recurring addition to this game, who hasn't been in a 2D Mario game for, what, nearly 20 years, 15 years?
15 years, about.
And I, for one, love that he makes the traditional sound effect when you jump on his back, and they've completely removed that horrible, squeaky voice he has.
You don't like the Yoshi story sounds?
The real Yoshi! I just can't stand it.
Elsa!
I enjoy those, but for a classic Mario game, it makes sense to go back to Super Mario World Yoshi sounds.
Pew-pew!
It does suck that he's only limited to the level that you find him in.
Yeah, that is.
But the fact that they've made him absolutely classic to every detail, every aspect. He does the flutter jumps. There's the berries on the trees in the background that you can eat. He's had an upgrade. He can eat the freaking Hammer Brother hammers and spit them back at him.
That's
amazing. No,
I've never done that before.
There's so much stuff that he can do that he wasn't able to do in the original game, and it looks like they're expanding on that in the Wii U version as well, which I can't wait to see.
Yeah, that's a good-looking game.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it, which I never thought I'd say again about a new Super Mario Bros. Game. But but no, New Super Mario Bros. Wii is great. Have you guys played it multiplayer?
Yes.
Yes.
With how many people?
I've had it with 4 players a bunch of times.
Wow.
I usually do too.
It is an insane squabble to get anywhere on the screen without people getting in your way or jumping underneath you and screwing up your well-timing jumps and all of that. It's madness. Chaotic madness, and I love it.
I've played with 2, 3, and 4 people, and it's, you know, it's just not, I mean, for the guy, a guy like me who wants to go in there and collect coins and get to the end of the level, it's not fun with more than 2 people, especially if the other people don't know what the heck they're doing. It's just frustrating to me. But as a party game where you just sit there and, you know, laugh, then it's fun. You just have to remove yourself from the I'm trying to progress mindset.
So you're of the opinion that you just go, screw it, I'm just picking up these people and carrying them to the goal?
More or less, yeah. I just say, all right, everybody press A. And now I'm going to run through the level.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not, it gets to be a pretty hard game pretty quick for people who don't know what they're doing. In fact, I'd say I just actually restarted New Super Mario Bros. Wii because my Wii, you know, was erased. And I'm in the desert level. That's like level 2, right?
Yeah.
Some of those stages are surprisingly difficult. I don't want to say it's the hardest Mario game I've ever played, but it's one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. The surprising jump in difficulty of the original DS version, and the amount of creativity they've put into hiding the star coins, some of those actually took me weeks to find.
Yeah, some of them are really tough.
I wanted to point out before, with talking about recurring elements, as we all know, the new Super Mario Bros. Series is sort of like a amalgamation of everything that made classic Mario good, like all the elements from the 2D versions, even in particular the 3DS version. There's now the return of Reznor, the boss, the mini boss of the fortresses.
Yeah, in Super Mario World.
Which is a really nice touch. But for once, the return of the Koopalings, who hadn't been seen in a true Mario game since Super Mario World on the SNES. And I grew up on the Mario Bros. 3 cartoon, and I love these guys, even though they had different names in the cartoon, but I digress. I've always been a fan of Bowser and his family, and the fact that the Koopalings had been cut off from the series and replaced by this annoying Bowser Jr. I like the character for a bit of a change, but for, what is it now, 4 main Mario titles, and he's pretty much been the only accompaniment to Bowser. And suddenly the Koopalings are back. They're still Bowser Jr. They sort of fit him in well with the whole scenario. We also get Kamek, or the Magikoopa leader from Yoshi's Island.
Right.
And the end of stage bosses with Kamek flying past and changing the way the battle works. It's true nostalgia.
Right out of Yoshi's Island.
Yeah.
I think some of the best levels are the ones where it's dark and you have to carry a light block around or keep shooting fireballs.
Oh yeah, that darkness level where the little fireballs have like a little aura around them. And then you get the power star and the whole level lights up and everything's just going nuts all over the screen.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
The ghost houses had the little blocks you could carry that have the little globe around them. That's a nice element.
Oh, yeah.
That's not seen too many in Mario games.
Yeah, you're right. What'd you guys think of the new power-ups? What's your favorite and what's your least favorite?
I would say I like the penguin the most, just because it's very similar. Or it has enough elements similar to the frog suit from Super Mario Bros. 3, which I always loved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really helped with the swimming levels. I don't really like swimming levels in Mario games, but what was there was good. And the fact that you get such fluid motion and movement, and that there was a lot of strategic areas where you had to freeze the urchins using just the penguin suit and then hop on top and slide across or under gaps or whatever.
I like the helicopter hat myself.
It's very useful. It's fun to use, but it was a very similar to the blocks in the last game on the DS, and
oh, sure. They even have the blocks in this game.
Yeah.
You can pick
right,
up a propeller
do.
Block and fly around. I wonder why they did that. You know, I wonder why they didn't bring Mini Mario into this game.
Isn't he in the game?
Yes, he is. Mini Mario is, but Mega Mario isn't. It's very rare. I think you see the Mushroom Olive like 3 times in the game.
But there are a few secret levels you need it for, I believe.
Yeah. I was sad to see the Mega Mushroom not appear in this game, because that was so much fun rampaging through the levels and even kicking the pipes out of the way. But
I think it's fun, but I mean, it's like no level design there. You just hit a bunch of stuff.
And you can kick pipes out of the way that you might need to use.
Before you had your file erase set, did you reach the secret world?
Yeah, I got the whole game beat. I beat the whole game.
Oh, nice.
I 100% of that. The secret world is hard.
Indeed. I think it's just called Star World or World 1.
Yeah.
Something plain like that. But excellent homage to the Star Road in Super Mario World. And that final level is possibly my favorite level in the whole game.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you guys remember it, but it's like a cloud level with a bouncy floor. and you're bouncing along collecting dozens of coins, and then suddenly there's this freaking huge bullet bill that takes up two-thirds of the screen. I think it's called a king bill, and they just fly across the screen really slowly, just obliterating everything in their path. That's my favorite new enemy in the Mario series. I want to see more levels using the king bills. I want to see them in the next, I don't know, Galaxy or 3D Mario or something.
That'd be cool. It's a little bit like the giant bullet bill in the first stage in Mario World.
Oh, yeah, the bonsai bills, yes. I wonder if that's a throwback. Well, the very end of this game refers to the very start of the original.
Yeah, you're right. Hmm. Yeah, it's a good game. It's the best. I think it's, like I said, I haven't played New Super Mario Bros. 2 yet, but as far as I'm concerned, from what I've read, especially at the staff roundtable we recently had, it sounds like New Super Mario Bros. Wii is the best New Super Mario Bros. Game they've released so far. But the Wii U one, let me tell you, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited about for the Wii U one because it's the A team. It's the real Mario team.
And they have background elements from Super Mario World. That really got me psyched up. I don't know why, but I was like, oh, it's the sideways mountain ranges.
Yeah, the slanted stuff.
Yeah. And the squirrel suit. The squirrel suit's so cool.
Oh, it's cute.
Oh, it is cute.
Yeah. So. Yes, that was the one of my main complaints about this game. Why Toads for the third and fourth player? I mean, Toad is essential to the Mario universe, but as a character, I really don't like him. And to have two of them, why couldn't they have... I don't know, why couldn't there be a different plot where you get to suddenly play as Peach and Daisy, or Wario and Waluigi, or even a Pianta from Mario Sunshine?
Daisy would have made sense, because in Super Mario, you know, Bros. 2, it was Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Peach.
Yeah.
I think the problem with that is it's already established that Princess...
Peach was kidnapped.
Well, that too, but I mean, it's established they control differently. I mean, this isn't Super Princess Peach. You gotta have the classic Mario control.
That's true.
Well yeah, and they did have to find a way to sort of make all the characters control the exact same way, the same jumping height and all that. They moved very differently back in the original Mario 2, and I think if there was a princess involved, the players would be like, why isn't she floating? Why can't I do this?
Yeah, you're right.
So, favorite levels?
Oh, yeah. Favorite levels.
if you could remember them. Okay, and we're back. Due to technical difficulties there, a huge storm swept across Melbourne, and my internet connection cut out. So, unfortunately, we no longer have Zach with us, but we're pretty much done as it is anyway. I believe you were talking about your favorite level in the game there, Jared.
Basically, my favorite level is any level that has Yoshi. That sums it up nicely. How about you, Andrew?
Nice. Well, I mentioned earlier, I do love the final level in World 9, the gigantic bullet bill level. But I also like the final castle level. It was... significantly challenging, and I do have to say the final battle with Bowser in the game is one of the most badass Bowser battles in the history of Mario games. The point where he turns huge and he pretty much just says, screw this shit, I'm done playing games with you, Mario. I'm going to turn into this gigantic monstrous being of pure death. And then leads into the whole him chasing you along throughout the lava and desperately avoiding all the stuff that's going on the screen all at once while he's blowing fireballs and everything. That was great. I'm glad to see that they're taking things in a much more serious direction, I suppose, and making things much more challenging.
I'll agree. It's a really cool boss battle. You know, the Bowser battle in Super Mario Bros. 3, that's super memorable to me, but I would say New Super Mario Bros. Wii might actually beat that.
Absolutely, yeah. And the whole game in general is just, it's so much more difficult than anything we've seen in the 2D Mario games before. And,
Hey, I think Mario Bros. 3 might still be more difficult.
I don't know. There was a few levels in World 8 there that I spent quite a few lives on, but...
There's no sun in New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
you could kill the sun with a shell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So pick up a Koopa shell, wait for it to swoop down, and... But that's a story for another game, I think.
Yes, yes.
Alright, final thoughts on the game?
It's awesome.
Yes. Easily, well, there's no doubt about as to why it's in our top 10 Wii games list, but easily the best 2D Mario game in quite a long time.
Agreed. And
nice.
New Super Mario Bros. Wii U, looking at you to be another awesome game.
Yes, I can't wait. All right, well, thanks, guys, for listening, and tune in to the rest of our podcasts on our Wii Top 10 first-party and third-party games. We've got lots more to come.
Toodaloo.
All right. Ciao.